Blog Talk Radio.
Is the deliverance from sin and its consequences. That's what we want. We don't want to break the law. When we get tempted, we must remember to call on Jesus or Yeshua to help us, to deliver us from the sin and the consequences of that sin. See, I want you to turn your Bibles to Ephesians, that's spelled, that's in the New Testament, is spelled E-T-H-E-S-I-A-N-S, Ephesians chapter 6. And I know you've heard this verse before. I am going to read from verse 11 to the finish, if my Father will allow me to. And I believe he will. Again, Ephesians chapter 6, verse 11, and to the end. It says, put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles. And the wiles are the cunning and deceitfulness of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. What are high places? For one thing, I think it's the president's office. You see spiritual wickedness there as well. It may be in one of your temples, wherever there's a high place. Could be in your governor's office. And we saw that with Flint the last few years in Flint, Michigan. The governor's office, the governor says that he takes the full responsibility. And now he has retired. And no one has sent him to jail, but he caused to happen in Flint, to use the muddy waters of the Flint River when GM would not allow the warders to be put on their cars. Verse 13, wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand the days, and having done all, to stand. Stand before, therefore, having your loins girt with the truth. And a girt is like a belt. Have your garments girt about the truth, and have it on the breastplate of righteousness. It tells you what the Bible tells you what you need to hear and understand. The breastplate is of righteousness, and your feet, it says, shod, S-H-O-D. That means should, with the temptation of the gospel of peace. So have on your feet shoes with the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, therewith you shall be able to quench, and that is to put out, the fiery darts of the wicked. You'll be able to stand and put water on those dots that they're throwing at you. And so once you believe in God and confess and try to do the things of the Lord, the devil will attack you with different things. Verse 17, and take the helmet of salvation, and that's what we want, salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. That's what we should take, see. Verse 17, praying always with the prayer of supplication in the Spirit. Supplication is mean prayer. And watch thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. So supplication is prayer also for all the saints. Verse 19, and for me, the utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly and know the mysteries of the gospel. Verse 20, Verse 20, for which I am an ambassador in bonds, that herewith I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. Also may know my affairs and know how I do. Tychicus is, it says, a beloved brother and faithful minister in the Lord, shall make known to you all things whom I have sent unto you for the same purpose, that ye may know our affairs, and that he might comfort your hearts. Peace be to the brethren in love and love with faith from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace be with all them that love the Lord Jesus Christ in sincerity. Amen. I hope that you see, understood what has been read. I have read to you chapter 6 of Ephesians, verse 11 through 24. And I hope that our Father will give you mercy and forgiveness and understanding of the words that have been written. And I say that because I'm going to say something that me, hopefully I will not hurt this person's feelings or what they said. I read my Bible and they are wrong. They're telling you something that I disagree with. Let us have a prayer to our Heavenly Father. Father, thank you in the highest for allowing the television stations that I watch say that rooming houses have been opened for those who do not have a place to stay and who are homeless, and blankets or what have you have been passed out to some of them. Hopefully they will provide the shelter for all of them, for sheep who and those who are not sheep. Father, I thank you for allowing us sheep to have sound mind, sane mind, and giving us good health and prosperity. I am reminded of, I think it's Luke. No, it is in Proverbs 13 and verse 22. Will you, the wealth of the sinners are laid up for us who are just. And I hope that I am just. I try to be. Thank you for prosperity. Thank you for allowing us to read the Bible for ourselves, just like this minister was telling us about Jeremiah 10. He was saying that the trees are people, but that was incorrect. I saw on television, PBS, the travel station, I forget the man's name, but he showed where these Europeans get on their sleds and go into the forest and cut down a tree. Jeremiah chapter 10 tells us what is righteous, and we should not listen unto that heathen telling us that what Jeremiah meant to say. He meant to say the words that he had written, and that the heathens, they are dismayed. They are shocked and horrified at what he was telling us to read in Jeremiah 10. Maybe I should read that to you later, but I am trying to say a prayer. Our prayer, how likely are you? It's cold outside today. Thank you, Father, for sending the cold weather. That will keep down some of the bad things that will happen. When it's cold, you know that we stay inside if possible. Thank you for keeping natural disasters away from Detroit, Michigan, as well as chemical disasters. Excuse me. I say this prayer. Excuse me, sheep. I had to belch. I say this prayer in Yeshua's name, better known as Jesus. Amen. And the last time I was saying a prayer to you all, I don't know if I mentioned I asked my people are in Washington, D.C., Pennsylvania, California, Indiana, Missouri, Virginia. Keep them safe, Father. Keep all of us safe. I remember saying Lake Charles. Well, that's in Louisiana. And some of my people, I don't know, but I know that they are there because my grandma told me that. She used to always look on the back porch, looking towards the south, down in Louisiana way. So they are in Lake Charles. Now, I also want you sheep to remember what's in Hosea 4 and 6. It says, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge because you have rejected knowledge. I will reject you, that thou shalt be no priest to me, seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God. Well, we are Hebrews. We are black Hebrews. And some of people are waking up to know that. They're saying African American. Just because we left the coast of Africa and we are really not African, they put us in slavery. We are the Hebrews. Now we are beginning to know that. Read 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15. Study to show yourself approved, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. This Bible is written for us by us black folks. And I heard on the TV where this preacher man said it was on loan. And then on another program, they were talking about writing an alternative to the Bible. Father, I know that you give us the right to choose. And those who reckon or choose to believe you, they will have life. Those who go to the alternative, they will go with Satan. Thank you for allowing me to hear when you spoke to me in a dream. And I'm going to tell everyone who is listening, this is the Feed My Sheep show. You'll find me talking right now at 11:17 a.m. on Blog Talk Radio under the Feed My Sheep show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. I am happy that everyone of those who are listening. I read from the King James Version of the Bible. You know that there are other versions of the Bible, but I was raised up on King James Version of the Bible. Well, my grandfather was reading out of the King James Bible, and that's what I read from now. You sheep who are listening to me, I am so thankful. You know that Sabbath is the only book, the only day in the Bible that tells you to keep holy and to rest. That is the fourth commandment. And if I have time today, and I probably will not, but when I get time to read to you the Ten Commandments, and you'll find that in Exodus, the Ten Commandments are in Exodus chapter 20. For those of you who do not know and want to know, I want you to know too. Perhaps my Father in heaven will begin to call you if you have a sincere heart. And I was afraid. I really was afraid. It took me 27 years to begin speaking on the radio. By then, I was in my 50s, and I decided that I need to go ahead on and talk to the Lord, do what the Lord told me to do before I die. And once you start obeying the law of the Lord or the word of the Lord, Satan will attack you. I am thinking of the ways, how many ways that I have been attacked. When I first started out, Satan was messing with my voice. I was having a hard time speaking. And other things have happened. Sometimes he'll cut me off. But that's okay. I laugh at the devil because I know that our Father said, put the devil under your feet, Satan under your feet. See, I also want you to have your three keys ready and handy. And if you don't know what they are, I tell those who are constantly listening to my program, your three P's are your pen, paper, and pencil, so you will be able to jot down any scriptures that I may make reference to. Now, I am going to ask you to turn to the book of Numbers, and I will pick up where I left off last time. And I should have gotten along rather long last time, but I was busy talking like I am to you now. And I did not say, read as much as I said. I read you to you from the Bible, the King James Version. And sometimes I may read another Bible, but it is a version. And I read to you because I don't know what all that my Father says. So pick up, turn to the book of Numbers. You'll find that in your Old Testament. I am in chapter 3, Numbers, N-U-M-B-E-R-S, 3, and then .. Verse 37. So pick up your Bible. If you don't have one, I pray that you get one. Father, please bless those saints who do not have a Bible as yet to get a Bible, new or used, and read along with me whenever I come on the radio. I come on Tuesdays and Fridays normally. Tuesdays at 11 o'clock a.m. and then on Fridays at 5 o'clock p.m. in the afternoon. Let us go to Numbers and 37, chapter 3 and verse 37 and read as much as we can. Hopefully I will read all of 3 today and then read all of 4 as well. Let's read. And verse chapter number 3 at verse 37. Pillars of the court round about and their sockets and their pins and their cords means like rope something. But those that encamped before the tabernacle about the east, even before the tabernacle of the congregation eastward, shall be Moses and Aaron and his sons, keeping the charge of the sanctuary, or the charge of the children of Israel, and the charge that cometh near shall be put to death. Verse 39. All that were numbered of the Levites, which Moses and Aaron numbered at the commandments of the Lord throughout their families, all males from a month old and upwards, 22,000. And the Lord said unto Moses, number the firstborn of the male of the children of Israel, of the males of the children of Israel, from a month old and upward, and take the number of their names. And thou shalt take the Levites for me, for I am the Lord. Instead of all the firstborn among the children of Israel and the cattle of the Levites, instead of all the firstlings among the cattle of the children of Israel. And Moses numbered as the Lord commanded him, and the firstborn among the children of Israel, and all the firstborn males by the number and names from a month old and upward of those that were numbered of them were 22,200 and threescore is 60 and 13. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, take the Levites instead of all the firstborns among the children of Israel, and the cattle of the Levites instead of their cattle, and the Levites shall be mine. I am the Lord. And those that are to be redeemed of the 213 of the firstborn of the children of Israel, which are more than the Levites, thou shalt even take 5 shekels apiece by the pole. After the shekel of the sanctuary shall thou take them. The shekel is 20 grams and 20 grafts. And that's grafts, that is a Hebrew weight. And thou shalt give the money therewith the odd number of them to be redeemed unto Aaron and to his sons. And Moses took the redemption money of them that were over and above them that were redeemed by the Levite of the firstborn of the children of Israel, took he the money, 1,300 and 60, the 60 is 65 shekels, after the shekel of this, of this sanctuary. And Moses gave the money of them that were redeemed unto Aaron and to his sons, according to the word of the Lord, as the Lord had commanded Moses. Now that reads, that ends the reading 3. And she that they do not understand it, go into number 3 and read the book of Numbers chapter 3 for yourself. Now, let us go into Numbers chapter 4. And the Lord spake unto Moses and unto Aaron, saying, take the sum of the sons of Kohath from among the sons of Levi after their families by the house of their fathers, from 30 years old and upwards, even until 50 years old, all enter unto the host to be the work, to do the work in the tabernacle of the congregation. So what our father has told Moses to do is to take the sons of Kohath from among the children of Levi, and they are from the age of 30 years old and upwards to 50 years old. They are to do the work of the tabernacle of the congregation. Verse 4. This shall be the service of the sons of Kohath in the tabernacle of the congregation. Of course, you know that the tabernacle is the church, and the congregation are the people about the most holy things. And when the camp settles forward, Aaron shall come and his sons, and they shall take down the covering veils and cover the ark of the testimony with them, and shall put thereon the covering of badger skin, and shall spread over it a cloth holy. That means holy, W-H-O-L-L-Y, means completely or totally of blue, and shall put the staves thereof. And so they are to cover the skin, cover the tabernacle with the skin of badger skin. Verse 7, and upon the table of showbread they shall spread a cloth of blue, and put upon thereon the dishes and the spoons and the bowls and the covering to cover withal, and the continual bread shall be thereon. And they shall spread upon them the cloth of scarlet. Scarlet usually means a bright red color. And cover the same with the covering of badger skin. And shall put the staves thereon. And they shall take the cloth of blue and cover the candlesticks of the light and the lamps and the tongs, which shall stuff dishes means the little gadgets that will put out the candles, the light of the candle, and all the oil vessels thereof, wherewith they minister unto it. And they shall put it all, let me read verse 10, and they shall put it in all the vessels thereof with a covering of badger skin, and shall put it upon the fire, upon a fire. Verse 11, and upon the golden candles, verse 11, and upon the golden altar they shall spread a cloth of blue and cover it with a covering of badger skin, and shall put a stave thereof. And they shall take the instruments of ministry wherewith they minister in the sanctuary, and put them in a cloth of blue, and cover them with a covering of badger skin, and shall put them on a fire. And they shall take away the ashes from the altar, and spread a purple cloth thereon, and they shall put upon it all the vessels thereof, wherewith the minister about it, even the censers, the flesh hooks, and the shovels, and the basins, the vessels of the altar, and they shall spread upon it a covering of badger skin, and put a stave upon it. And when Aaron and his sons have made an end of the covering, the sanctuary, and all the vessels of the sanctuary, as the camp is to set forward after the sons of Kohath shall come and bear it, but they shall not touch any holy things, lest they die. These are the things are the burdens of the sons of Kohath in the tabernacle of the congregation. So sheep, go back over this. Chapter 4, read about what Kohath's sons are to do in the tabernacle of the congregation. And I am at verse 16, where it says, and to the office of Eleazar, the son of Abram, the priest pertaineth the oil and the light, which light and sweet incense, and the daily meat offering, and the anointing oil, and oversight of all the tabernacle, and of all that therein is, in the sanctuary, and in the vessels thereof. And the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron, saying, and unto Aaron, saying, cut ye not off the tribe of the families of the Kohathites, but from among the Levites. But thus do unto them that they may live and not die, when they approach unto the most holy things. Aaron and his sons shall go in and appoint them, every one to his service and to his burden. But they shall go not into them when the holy things are covered, lest they die. And the Lord spoke unto Aaron, verse 21, and the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, take also the son of the sons of Gershon throughout the house of their fathers by their families, from 30 years old and upwards until 50 years old, shalt thou number them, all that enter in to perform the service, to do the work of the tabernacle of the congregation. This is the service of the families of the Gershonites to serve and for burden. Verse 25, and they shall bear the curtains of the tabernacle and the tabernacle of the congregation of covering, and the covering of the badger skin that is above upon it, and the hanging for the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And hangings means curtains. And the hangings of the court, and the hangings for the door of the gate of the court, which is by the tabernacle, by the altar, round about, and their cords. Cords means strings, and all the instruments of their service, and all that is made for them, so shall they serve. Verse 27, and the appointment of Aaron and his sons shall be all the service of the sons of the Gershonites in their burdens and in all their service. And ye shall appoint unto them in charge all their burdens. And they shall service the families of the sons of Gershon in the tabernacle of the congregation, and their charge shall be under the hand of Ithamar, the sons of Aaron, the priest, and for the sons of Uriah. I guess that's how you pronounce that name. I don't know how to pronounce it, but I will say what I think it is. Merari, it's spelled M-E-R-A-R-I. So thou shalt number them after the their families by their house of their fathers, from 30 years old and upwards, even unto 50 years old, shall thou number them, every one of them that enters into the service to do the work of the tabernacle of the congregation. And this is the charge of their burden, according to all their service in the tabernacle of the congregation, of the board of the tabernacle, and the bars thereof, and the pillows thereof, and the sockets thereof. And the pillows mean the posts and bases. And the pillars of the court round about, and their sockets, and their pins, and their cords, and all the instruments with all the service and by name, they shall reckon the instruments of the charge of their burden. This is the service of the families of all the sons of Maria, according to their service, the tabernacle of the congregation of the hand of Ithamar, the son of Aaron, the priest. And Moses and Aaron and the chief of the congregation numbered the sons of Kohathites after their families and after the house of their fathers, from 30 years old and upwards, even unto 50 years old, everyone that entered into the service for the work of the tabernacle of the congregation. I am going to stop here. Verse 36 of chapter 4. And I will pick up there next time. Sheep, I want you all to read chapters 4, 3, 4, and 5 on your own, so you'll know what the Lord, our Father, has said unto you. Our Father is the Father of the Hebrews. Let us have a closing prayer. Father, we thank you for all your protection day and night from the evil one, known as Satan, as the devil, and his hate. Thank you, Father, for taking care of us, even in our sleep. I say this prayer in Yeshua's name, better known as Jesus the Christ. Remember, sheep, read James chapter 4 and at verse 4 and 15. If it's the Lord's will, I will be back with you next time. Our Father loves you as well as God. The right hand says, don't believe what the right hand says. Read the Bible for yourself. He will,
Father,
he will mislead you as he misled.
Help your children and don't let them fall by the side of the road. Teach them to love. of faith in their hearts. Jesus is love. He won't let you down. And I know He we've got to walk on, walk on through temptation, 'cause His love and His wisdom will be our helping hand.